Well, welcome everyone. This is Duke Clark, and this is my podcast on Stories for Joshua. Today is day 44, Talking to God. Yesterday, I brought up how I would talk to God at the end of the day. If you don't mind, I'd like to take the time today to expand on that concept. In a very personal way, this is still part of my journey that I operate every day. These days, I don't wait until the evening. I pretty much talk about things as they come up. To me, it's a natural thing to do, but I do realize that not everyone thinks this way or was brought up to accept this concept. In my children's stories, Stories for Joshua, the main character, Joshua, the little boy, talks to God every night as he's going to sleep. He's a young child who is learning from his grandfather. I did this so that children could have something to model and think about doing this in their own lives. However, when I suggested this to a grown man a few years ago, he was frustrated and bewildered. I realized that he had no context on how to openly talk to God because of his religious upbringing. So I had to go back in my mind and think about my own origin. As a child, Mama would always come in to hear my prayers at night and then go and do the same thing with my sister. But they were very routine prayers. The old, "Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take." Now that I think about it, it's downright scary to pray a prayer like that. Anyway, I never thought about what I was saying as a child. It was just routine. That's what I did. But at the end of that formal prayer, I would ask God to bless my friends and my family and whoever else's name I could think of at the time. Who knows, I might have been stalling so that Mama would not turn out the light, but nevertheless, that was the ritual. As a teenager, I would talk to God, like I did in the story of dove hunting when God showed me what a dove looked like. Day 14, God cares about everything. But I remember a very specific time in college when I prayed one night, a very deep and personal prayer, and at the end of the prayer I said, "I love you, Father." Now, for some reason, those words felt hollow, and it shocked me. I knew that I did love God in my heart, but I don't know if I had ever intimately told God such a thing. That started me on a quest to find out more about God. My thought was, how can you really love someone unless you know them intimately? I can say to people in general, "love you," but when I say that to my wife, it's a very intimate and deep saying because of our relationship. That's what I wanted with God. The only place I knew to go in order to really find God was the Scriptures. So I read and read and read and talked to God about everything I read. My favorite was to read about King David. The Scriptures say that he was a man after God's own heart. This is not said about anyone else, so I figured David was a good role model. In the Psalms, you can see David open up his heart to God. He would gripe about things, complain about things. Then he would feel lonely and forgotten, and then he would turn it all around and praise God and thank him for his goodness and his grace. I saw the ups and the downs all the time in the book of Psalms, so I learned to talk to God about everything, withholding nothing. Some people think that that's an improper way to talk to God, so irreverently talking to him that way. And they only speak to God in respectful words and don't complain about anything. Seriously? Do you not think God already knows your complaints? Do you not think that he already knows your disappointment, your anger, your frustration, your doubt? So whatever it takes to learn how to talk to God as your loving Heavenly Father, that's what we need to do. He cares about us above all else. He cares about us and desires to connect with us. He will work with us at any level, so all we have to do is reach out.